Hello, and welcome back to the Ocean Matters podcast. As we started to speak about Greece, and there is indeed this important event regarding the oceans in Greece now, I thought I would take the time to look for articles on the topic, and I found one authored by Tassos Kokkinidis. Beautiful Greek-sounding name. And the title of it is Save Our Oceans. Save Our Oceans, the Parthenon Illuminated as Conference Starts in Athens. Well, what a fit exercise and what a fit event. Save Our Oceans, the Parthenon Illuminated as Conference Starts in Athens. And I found this in the Greek Reporter. Here, let's listen to it, or let's read it out together. Representatives from at least 100 countries have gathered in Athens this week for our Ocean Conference, uniting in a concerted effort to address the formidable challenges confronting the world's oceans. Greenpeace's call for enhanced ocean protection sets the stage for a pivotal conference in Athens, Greece, drawing attention to pressing issues such as corporate exploitation, deep-sea mining, and the imperative for equitable treatment of coastal communities. Projected messages like "Our ocean is not for sale," "Ratify the Global Ocean Treaty," and "Stop DC mining" illuminated iconic landmarks across the city, including Acropolis Hill and the Temple of Poseidon in Cape Sonio. These projections converge on the Stavros Niarchos Foundation Cultural Center, the epicenter of the discussions. At the core of the Our Ocean Conference agenda lies discourse on sustainable tourism along coastal regions, combating marine plastic pollution, and navigating the green transition in the Mediterranean. Foreign Minister George Gerapetridis told reporters that Greece will be placing particular emphasis this year on sustainable tourism, microplastics, eco-friendly shipping, and the Mediterranean environment. Our Ocean is the only conference to address all ocean-related issues under one roof. At the previous summit in Panama in March 2023, participants pledged $19 billion in initiatives to protect oceans. They included projects involving sustainable fishing, the fight against pollution, maritime security, and protected areas. Greece announced last week that it will launch two new marine parks in the Aegean and Ionian Seas to coincide with the Our Oceans Conference. The plan for a marine park in the Aegean Sea has irritated neighboring Turkey, which said last week it was not willing to accept a possible fait accompli on geographical features whose status is disputed. In response, Greece accused Turkey of politicizing a purely environmental issue. The first Our Ocean Conference was launched by then US Secretary of State John Kerry in 2014 and has since been hosted in all parts of the world with the participation of governments, non-governmental organizations, civil society, and those with a heightened environmental awareness, while the aim was to generate tangible results and actions that will improve the level of environmental protection. The Our Ocean Conferences have extracted 2,161 specific commitments from states and international organizations, which have pledged both funding and regulatory action. Greece is pushing ahead with 21 initiatives worth 780 million euros to protect the seas and tackle coastal pollution. Prime Minister Kyriakos Mitsotakis said on Monday. Mitsotakis said other initiatives underway include campaigns to curb plastic pollution, setting up a monitoring system for protected marine areas because fishing practices that damage the seabed will be prohibited, and constructing charging stations at 12 ports for electric vessels. There you have it. A rush of information, a rush of everyone stepping in to try to do the right thing, as reported in the Greek Reporter. Well, Yes, there is political interest in looking good, no doubt. This is no longer the article, but just me speaking. But overall, I think that when Greece steps up, it's a great signal for the rest of the Mediterranean too. And it reminds us of the great importance of Greece in the Mediterranean. Thank you very much for listening. This was another recording of the Ocean Matters podcast.